a troupe portraying Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery is retracing the explorer's path. The real journey starts when they leave Illinois and take their keelboat up the Missouri River as it meanders through the state of Missouri. But the Missouri is not as clean as the day Lewis and Clark first saw it. With the reenactors and their flotilla coming, some local volunteers want to do some cleaning up ahead of time. They're launching what could be the biggest cleanup ever on the Big Muddy. John Brady and Jeff Barrow are with Missouri River Relief, a grassroots nonprofit that began cleaning the banks of the Missouri 3 years ago. Now they're embarking on their most ambitious project yet, 8 massive day-long cleanups that will stretch into June. The idea is to stay 2 weeks ahead of the flotilla, clearing away any eyesores along its cruise upriver. Barrow says they've seen their share of garbage clogging the Missouri.
Everything from cars and truck bodies. You find a lot of freezers and refrigerators. You find tons of styrofoam, plastic.
Piano.
Yeah, we found a piano once.
Barrow and Brady are scouting the river in search of places where debris piles up. As the advance team, their job is to place markers in heavy trash areas so the coming cleanup crews know where to start. Just a few hundred yards out, Brady spots a small pocket of trash. But he knows that what he sees on the shore is only a fraction of what's hidden in the trees.
So when you're going out scouting, you spot the obvious stuff that you can see from the riverbank, and then you go to the spots where you know that it's more likely that stuff accumulates. For example, brushy spots on the outside of bends, at near the end of the bend, and you get out and you go up there and look, see what's up in there. And if it's a good heavy spot, then you schedule a crew to come in there and work it.
Barrow guns the motor and heads for the spot where the Missouri flows into the Mississippi. The two currents blend into a broad waterway. On the far bank of the Mississippi, green trees give way to rusty machinery and industry on the Illinois bank.
Do we have our passport for Illinois here?
Barrow says this area will get special attention.
Right here is where they're going to kick off the Lewis and Clark flotilla. See this gravel beach? So they're expecting 2,000 people to be here, and we're going to be cleaning up this area. Get all that driftwood out of the way and all that, you see the trash that's up there.
Preparing the site for that many people will take a small army of volunteers. But the excitement of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial should make that an easier job than usual. Evan McFarland belongs to the River Kids, a nonprofit group made up of some 40 St. Louis fourth graders that began cleaning local creeks last fall. He's enthusiastic about the environmental benefits of a cleaner river. But Evan also sees a public relations benefit. With potentially thousands of foreign tourists coming to the U.S. for the bicentennial events, Evan thinks the time is right to showcase the Missouri.
Well, I hope that they would be very excited and maybe compare where they came from, maybe a river or a lake, to the Missouri River. And maybe if they've already been here before, see how it's improved and say, hey, this is a pretty clean river.
The band of volunteers will start at the confluence of the Missouri and the Mississippi before the flotilla sets sail May 14th. They'll steadily move upstream, capping their efforts with a grand finale cleanup in Kansas City in June. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Kevin Lavery.